This kind of made the news the other day as a survey, and then we also saw something about the weekend. And I'm wondering, at 317-239-1009, depending on the scenario, would you give someone your kidney? If you know what I'm talking about, The Weeknd, he dropped? Like, it was an EP, like, what, six songs or so? It wasn't like a full album, but he dropped a song the other day called Call Out My Name, and in there, people are pretty sure he's talking about Selena Gomez and almost giving her a kidney, or at least saying he would have.
I said I didn't feel nothing, baby, but I lied. I almost cut a piece of myself for your life.
Pretty serious. Imagine if, like, he would have gave her the kidney, her best friend did that instead.
Yeah, so he says, I almost cut a piece of myself for your life, because remember, Selena said she almost died.
Which, yeah, none of us knew it was that bad, but it was. So I'm wondering, at 317-239-1009, would you give someone your kidney? Now, let me break it down. Here's what people said they would and would not do. Almost 40% of people said they would only give one to a family member. So everybody else out, unless your blood, you're out of here. 22% would donate to anyone in need, even a stranger. So they're like, you need it, I don't know you, but okay, I'm going to take care of you. And 12% of people, which I think they're in the room right now, wouldn't give a kidney to any single person. Let me start out with the most generous person in the country, Alex.
Hey,
what would you do with
generous.
Your kidney?
I'm generous. I give to charities and things like that. My thing is this totally depends. One thing that blew my mind when I first heard that song was, I mean, I was listening to that in the studio, and I mean, you remember, I gasped because I was like, what? He said he's talking about how he was going to give her his kidney, but they'd only been dating a few months. There is no way, I don't think I would ever, especially with my track record in relationships, if we're only dating for 2 to 3 months or so and, like, you need a kidney, I don't think it's going to be for me, because how do I even know that we're going to be together after that? It's like, that's a huge deal to go through for somebody that isn't like your spouse or something, or somebody that you've been dating for years and years and years. Now, a very best friend, I guess it depends on. If they really can't find anybody, I guess I would consider it. But
you and I have been working together for a year and a half already. I need a kidney. What are you doing? You can help me out?
Probably not.
What? You wouldn't help me out?
Like, you're not a lifelong best friend. Like, one of my best friends that I've been friends with since I was in, you know, middle school, high school. Like, that's a long term.
But they don't need it. Joe needs it. I need it.
I know. So what I'm saying is, like, I feel like it's more up to, like, someone in your family first, and then second, like, your lifelong best friends. And then I am the last resort kind of a person.
Yeah, but if nobody can, you're last resort, Alex. We've only been working together for a year
and a half.
If I'm
last resort and you're going to die, then I guess I would have to consider it, yes.
Consider it? So you're not even, you won't give me a verbal yes. Producer MYK.
What?
What would you do? What's your thought on this?
Yeah, Alex should give you a kidney.
It has to be me.
What about
so
you,
I'm
though?
I'm first because my name's in the show, so I have to be looked at first.
Yes, the Joe and Alex show, the Joe and Alex kidneys. Yay.
I'm not putting it in that order, but I'm saying, what would you do? Would you donate a kidney? You got a family. You got a good-sized fam.
Would I donate it to who? To you?
No. Let's start with your family.
Oh, family? Absolutely.
All right.
I'd almost have to, I don't know about my family.
But you're not that close with your family, though.
I'm not that close with my family, so I'm like, I don't know. Are you worth a kidney?
Yeah, listen, in my family, there's not that many of us left, and there's a bunch of new ones. So, yeah, absolutely, I would.
All right. Now, what about one of your friends right here in the room?
See, like,
fine friends.
It comes down to me. I'm like, huh. Do I give my family members a kidney who allowed my work stalker into their home and made them breakfast? Then I start going, I'm starting to go through my list of all the times that you've wronged me, and I'm like, I'm not really sure.
You hear that, Clarks? Alex is taking notes. Take care of your vital organs.
I've got a little black book, and I'm marking you down.
I no matter what, like, if I die, like, it's in my license, I would like, and I'll make it public knowledge here, God forbid I die in a car accident on my way home today, I want all my stuff donated. I'm going to be in a casket or burnt up.
Not
you
me.
Hear that, organ harvesters? Joe is donating them all.
You guys
not
are
me. I'm not an organ donator.
You guys, why?
Donor.
That is so selfish. Why not?
I don't know. I know that it's not true, and we've had people get very heated when we've had this discussion like a year and a half ago when the show first started. We talked about this, of why some of us aren't, and there are conspiracy theories about it. And I know that this isn't true, but I still am weird about it. But, like, you know, the rumor is, and I know that this is untrue. Okay, so I'm just putting it out there. Obviously, this is not true, but rumor has it if you, and I'm just, I don't want to take the chance, rumor has it that if you are an organ donor, and sometimes if the paramedics see that, they might just let you die if you're on the brink so that they can take your organs
you
for somebody
else. You think
they'll
just slide a little pillow? Shh,
yeah.
Go to sleep.
That's what the rumor is, even though I know 400 people called us last time we talked about this and said, that is so not true. We know.
Alex, just maybe, they, you know, they'll let Alex pass away so they could save a Selena Gomez. Maybe.
That's the thing. Like, who's on the list that needs something that's more important than me?
These people don't know that
Barack Obama's on the list. I'm for sure dead. Well, no.
If Obama or Trump or if anybody needed something, somebody would be killed probably, and they would get it to him. We wouldn't even know about it.
They just harvest. They weren't even on the brink of death. They would
just take it.
They just get somebody, pluck them right off the street, hit them with a bus.
For sure. All right. Well, as you can see, I think I'm the only person that I would do it. I would give it to you if you really truly needed it, and you're not my best friend, but I work with you guys. You're like family. I see you more than my wife.
I can't believe you would do that. I honestly just think that's stupid of you.
Yeah, for like one of us? Like maybe Lindsay, your wife?
Oh, of course my wife. Yeah.
Your mom? Liv, the donor girl? What are you going to do?
If a complete stranger was going to die and I was a match and no one else could do it, I would do it.
Yes! Whoa. There's some humanity in the room.
For sure. Like, without a doubt.
You're okay with that scar during bikini season?
Oh, my
Absolutely.
God. Stop being so
It would
vain.
Kind of make me look like a badass. It's a good story.
317-239-1009. Are you going to actually donate a kidney? What are your stipulations? And also our social media, Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, Radio Now 100.9.
Matthew said, I would give mine to someone even if I don't know them. They have a family. I could not live knowing I could have saved a life for someone, but I didn't.
All right, I want to find out. I'm interested. Maybe you, Alex, and MYK over here are like the norm. Like, nobody's going to give up a damn kidney unless it's like a family member that they kind of like. But as MYK mentioned, hey, if you're in the Clark family, good luck.
Bye.
You better find some other options.